Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
I want to do something a little different today. Instead of just reading one verse from the last half of Psalm 119, I'm just going to read some different verses and pray them over our lives. Just briefly, there is so much treasure to be found in Psalm 119, in God's Word as a whole, but this chapter that talks about God's Word. So just listen and let's pray together these verses over our lives. Psalm 119, 92. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Oh God, I pray for those who are walking through affliction right now, that you would show your delight in your law when everything around them, health, expectations, relationships, whatever it might be, job struggling, family struggling. God, we pray that your law, your truth, your comfort in your word would be their delight. We praise you for your word in the middle of our affliction. If we didn't have it to stand on as a rock, we would perish in suffering. Psalm 119, verse 96. I've seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh God, everything around us, even that which looks so good, has a limit to its perfection, but not your word. Your word is limitless in its perfection. Your word is exceedingly broad. There is no limit to your perfections in your word. We worship you and we lift our hearts to your word because it is perfect, infinitely perfect. Psalm 119, 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh God, your word is better than the best food we could imagine today. It is sweeter than the sweetest food we could imagine today. Your word is so good. Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you for your leadership in our lives today. Guide us, lead us, direct us by your word in every way we pray, in everything we do in our life, our family, our work, in your church. God, please, please cause your word to be a light to us in a dark world where we don't know what to do. May your word be our light. Psalm 119, 114, you're my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Oh God, today we hope in your word amidst everything around us that we know is passing away. This world and so much in it, passing away, not reliable. Our hope is in your word, totally reliable, not passing away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not pass away. Matthew 24, 35, all glory be to your name, because of the hope we can have in your word. Psalm 119, 140, your promise is well tried and your servant loves it. God, you've shown yourself faithful to your word. We love your word. Psalm 119, 142, your righteousness is righteous forever. Your law is true. Oh God, in the midst of so much that is fake around us, that's not real, that's not true, we praise you for the truth of your word. Psalm 119, 165, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. God, we praise you for the peace. I pray for your peace amidst all kinds of different circumstances people are walking through right now. May they know peace from your word, the peace of your word, peace that flows from your word. Psalm 119, 162, I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. Spoil. Every single day when we open up your word, we find spoil, treasure, and we praise you for it, oh God. We could go on with every verse in Psalm 119 and all throughout your word. We praise you for your word to us. We rejoice over it like we found hidden treasure, and we praise you for the privilege of experiencing that treasure, finding that spoil, day after day after day after day. All glory be to your name, O God, for your word. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.